we got off to a bad start, I suppose, opposed to anywhere else. After the crash, there was no house building whatsoever in Donegal. No investment from the government to allow the council to build. The council had money to buy land. So, you know, in recent years, this last couple of years, in fairness to the council, they've got their act together. They've put a strategy in place. They've acquired land and they've engaged with a wide range of developers. But unfortunately, like you say, the housing demand in Donegal is at crisis level, and we are not able to keep up with that. And that, along with the defective concrete blocks, and as I say, the many vacant houses we have around at towns like Letterkenny, due to the time of the crash and houses being repossessed by banks, and them houses still sitting there. Look, it was just a perfect storm. As you know, we have every six weeks we have meetings with the council now around housing, solely about housing, about the capital projects, about the projects that are in the pipeline. You would have heard yesterday yourself that there's somewhere in the region of 580 houses now in the pipeline. There's currently 300 actually being constructed as we speak. So we are moving in the right direction, but unfortunately we're way, way behind.